Thousands of people in Baltimore City are homeless, uninsured, or underinsured. One event this week provided a one-stop shop for them for dental work, vision care, job searching, and more. WYPR's Dominique Maria Benessi reports.
Marisol Plata and Reina Becerra were the first in line outside the Baltimore Convention Center yesterday. They were sitting in lawn chairs and sharing a blanket to ward off the cold.
We've been here since 2 a.m., and now at 6 a.m., they will open.
Behind them, the line stretched down Pratt Street into the dark. Hundreds of people were waiting for eye exams, prescription glasses, teeth cleaning, tooth extraction, job search assistance, and clothes, entirely free of charge.
I found out from a friend who knows I have dental problems, so she did me the favor of telling me.
Roland Jackson was next in line. He's living in transitional housing after being homeless for a few years and addicted to drugs for 30 years.
I just got tired. I couldn't do it no more. You know what I mean? I lost the respect of my family, my kids, and I just hit rock bottom.
Jackson said he needs help finding a job, as well as getting dental work done and having his vision checked. Jackson is one of 3,000 homeless in Baltimore City with no health insurance. The two-day event is sponsored by the United Way of Central Maryland and Remote Area Medical, or RAM, a nonprofit that provides free health care in 70 U.S. cities every year. And while the event is dubbed Project Homeless Connect, it's not just homeless people who are here. Felina Johnson is a stay-at-home mom.
Well, we have insurance, but it just don't cover certain things that people really need.
And she's not the only one. Down the line, people of diverse backgrounds and ages all facing the same problem. There was retired Lockheed aerospace worker Brian from Dundalk.
Yeah, well, I had a bad toothache, and a dentist wanted like $200 plus the x-ray. You know, I don't have insurance for dental, so I heard about this when I came down yesterday and gave it a shot, and so far, so good.
Soon enough, the clock struck 6, and people were called into the building by numbers on their wristbands.
35, 36, 37, green, come on.
Annabelle Evera, a spokesperson for RAM, explained the process.
When they come in through the doors, they're actually getting registered. Then there we have the triage just to check and make sure the blood pressure is okay. And then this is the dental clinic where we have 100 dental chairs.
Another spokesperson from RAM, Chris Hall, explains the need for this kind of care.
For the ones that do have insurance, it will cover your medical. It will typically have higher deductibles, higher copays, but dental and vision coverage is not typically a portion of that plan unless it's an emergency service.
While the state and federal governments are still debating health insurance, Hall says that even with expansions to Medicare and Medicaid,
the truth is the need's still there, even with the different improvements to the health insurance plans that are across the country.
With more than 100 million people living without dental insurance in the U.S., United Way spokeswoman Danielle Hogan says people have to make difficult decisions.
They're choosing between childcare and being in pain and having a tooth pulled, and so oftentimes they're going to choose the childcare.
A choice that many people in Baltimore won't have to make this week. I'm Dominique Maria Benessi for 88.1 WYPR.